Zombie deer raising concerns again. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A retired professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, Dr. Don Davis, was asked by the Texas Deer Association to do a comprehensive review of the literature concerning chronic wasting disease, or CWD.
There's a lot of bad information about CWD, and they wanted us to go back and look at the scientific journal articles and to write a review of that. Contrary to what you read in the media, it's a very rare disease. USDA compiles all the testing data from the various states.
One state that wants to be involved in testing is Idaho. The Panhandle region of the Idaho Department of Fish and Game is asking hunters to help with a surveillance program looking for chronic wasting disease. This is part of a general surveillance rotational sampling strategy that the IDFG initiated in 2017 in order to monitor for CWD. Fish and Game staff are seeking voluntary sample submissions from hunters that harvest whitetail and mule deer in the region. Biologists will be operating check stations around the region this fall where samples will be taken from interested hunters' deer. Samples are collected by removing the lymph nodes located near the base of the deer's jaw. The department will also have freezers at various locations in the region to collect heads from hunters who wish to have their deer sampled. I think that is a great idea. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.